February 3rd. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. Do not judge, so that you will not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with what measure you measure, you will be measured. Why do you peer at the speck in your brother's eye, and overlook a log in yours? Or how will you say to your brother, "Permit me to pick the speck out of your eye, and behold, a log is in yours"? Hypocrites, first remove the log from your eye, and then you will see clearly to pick a speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give that which is holy to dogs. Do not throw your pearls to pigs, for they will trample them, and then turn on you and tear you. Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 42. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will give into your bosom. As you measure, it will be measured to you. He then spoke a parable to them. A blind man cannot lead a blind man, can he? Both will fall into a pit, will they not? A disciple is not superior to his teacher. When he is fully trained, he will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me pick the speck out of your eye," if you do not see the log in your own? You hypocrites, first remove the log from your eye, then you will see clearly to pick a speck from your brother's eye. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 14. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. Everyone who asks receives, and the seeker finds. And to the one who knocks it will be opened. What man among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Whatever you wish that people would do for you, do for them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter the narrow gate, because the gate is wide and the road is spacious that leads to death, and many go that way. But the gate is narrow and the road is restricted that leads to life, and few find it.